This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I'm your brother Abu Abdissalam speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca. You can see behind the roof of the Haram in Mecca. And subhanAllah, can you believe it? This is literally the last night of Taraweeh in this blessed city of Mecca. It's the last night of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, it's quite sad actually, because it just feels like the other day. It just feels like... Salim. He's gone. He's shy. Jazakallah khair. So it feels really sad that already on the last night, and it's like the other day where we were just all wondering, has the moon been sighted, has Ramadan begun, is there Taraweeh tonight? Like, it just feels like it's just the other day, and yet the entire month has just gone just like this, in literally like seconds, almost like minutes, like days. And there's a huge lesson for that. The biggest lesson is that this is how life is. Life itself goes just like that. When you come into this world, and you know, you come into this world and everybody's excited, the new baby has been born, and then before long you're leaving this world and people are crying and burying you. And that's, you know, we see this time and time again. It just feels like, you know, think about last Ramadan. I remember even when Ramadan began this year, my family, you know, and I were discussing the fact that it, you know, how quickly Ramadan has come back. It was a whole year since last Ramadan when we had to pray Taraweeh at home. And, you know, we were praying Taraweeh at home, and that was, you know, it just felt like just a couple of months ago, even though a whole year has gone by. And then now tonight we're sitting here on the Haram, on the roof of the Haram, and again we're thinking the same thing, that Ramadan, it just began. It just, you know, some of us might be saying, oh, are the samosas ready for iftar? Okay, it just feels like just the other day. And again, same thing with the last 10. Like, I remember the first night of Ramadan, trying to book a permit, trying to come to the Haram for the Taraweehs of the first of the last 10 of Ramadan for Qiyam. And we're booking, because over here we have to book the permit to be able to come, because obviously, as you can see there, we're social distancing. You can see lots of, like, everybody's praying separately. I mean, we pray behind the Imam, but everyone's separate, not next to each other. So it just felt like the other day when the 21st night came. So this is a huge lesson for all of us, that our lives are going by just like this, year after year after year is passing by us. And we need to ask ourselves, what legacy am I leaving? What am I leaving? How much effort have I made for this dunya, and how much effort have I made for the akhirah? You know, what have I done? What good deeds? Sadaqa jariyah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he talked about all the actions of a person being, stopped when a person dies, except for the things that are sadaqa jariyah. Like, have you contributed towards a masjid where people will pray? And then when you're in your grave, people are still praying in that mosque, in that masjid, and for every person that prays, that you've donated, you have contributed, maybe you're getting reward, or you will be getting reward, inshallah, if your niyyah is correct, while you're in your grave. So you can't pray anymore, but other people, they're praying in the masjid that you helped build, and inshallah, you're getting the reward for that. Creating a well, for example, right? You help contribute towards a well, and people are still drinking from that after you're 6 foot under in your grave. You're still getting rewarded for that. Maybe you buy some Qur'ans, mushafs, okay, and you give it to people. Maybe you gave da'wah to someone. You're calling people to Islam, they became Muslim. Or maybe you encouraged someone to pray, and then they started praying, and then you die, you're 6 foot under, that person has continued to pray, and you're getting the reward for that. So these are the different things we need to start thinking, okay? We're here right now, today. The question is, what have we done for when we are in our graves? And I'm going to tell you something, that every, like right now is the last night of Ramadan here in Mecca. And there are billions of people that are wishing that they could be in our position right now. You know, they wish they could come back and just give a little bit of charity. You know, one more salah, because the reward for these things are so huge. One salah, one fast, one, you know, £1, $1, one riyal of charity is huge in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people, they are in their graves, they're wishing that they could be in your position or in my position today. And yet we are alive, we are breathing. So now the question comes, what are we going to do about it tonight? So my brothers and sisters, let's do two things. Number one, let's try and make a resolution that at least tonight we're going to do something different, something extra, something a bit more than normal, that maybe that might be the difference between Jannah and Nar for us. It is the last night of Ramadan. Let's try and leave some kind of legacy, give whatever you can in charity to whatever charity, you know, think wisely. When I give charity, what will be done with it when I'm dead? Right? Think about these things. Spread out your charity. Give a little bit here to this charity, that charity, you know, humanitarian. There's lots of places around the world, you know, that people can benefit from. Da'wah type charities. There's so much that we can do. Okay, guys? So let's try and do that tonight, inshallah. Leave a note in the comments to give some ideas of sadaqah jariyah that we can do tonight. And also beyond tonight, you know, so that we can, you know, hopefully leave some kind of legacy, because the day that we will go, you know, some of us may not be here next Ramadan. We may never see another Ramadan ever again. We don't know that. And therefore, let's really take advantage of this final night. So let me know in the comments what you advise other people to do, inshallah. So this was just a little short reminder. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our salahs, our sadaqat, our charities, our, you know, our prayers, our fasting, our du'as, and all of our actions. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open this haram once again properly for everybody, so that we can all come without any permits and without wearing these masks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get rid of this bala, this coronavirus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala free the people of Palestine today. You know, they're going through a lot of hardship, struggle. We need to really do something about it, something, anything that is in our control. And the least we can do is, of course, make dua against these oppressing people that are killing innocent people. So that's the first thing we can do. At least we can make dua. But beyond that, you know, we should try and support what, however we can. Financially, etc., and especially with our dua. Brothers and sisters, I'm your brother Abu Abdus Salam, speaking to you live from the blessed city of Mecca. And inshallah, see you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Now, I have no idea how to stop. Okay,